almost three streaming TV at some point, but, you know, probably a season at a time. Yeah, I'll have to get the books. I didn't realize it was a book, but well, usually the book is better than the TV show or series. Go ahead.
Yeah, I believe I must have that book. I'll have to double check. You know, so many of them, I guess, you know, the right stuff, and it was for all mankind. But I'll have to search out. That would be quite a long time ago. I'll have to check. But it's all about the Apollo missions, correct? They're concentrating on the Apollo missions. Is that what this is? A little bit about Mercury and Gemini. Back to you, Frank.
Now, the TV series is actually an alternate history where the premise is that the Soviet N-1 rocket worked and they made a manned moon landing or a crewed moon landing ahead of us and set up a base at Shackleton Crater ahead of us, and the U.S. has to struggle to catch up. And the whole alternate history intertwined with it is very amusing, both alternate history of the space program and alternate social and political history of the United States. Go ahead.
Okay, completely different. Oh, no. As far as I know, no such book. I'm thinking of something else, Frank. Wow, no, it's the N-1. They tried that twice. It blew up. They had some 30-odd engines hooked up to it. It didn't work out so well for them. Anybody listening, the N-1 was bigger than the Saturn V rocket. And they tried to make all engines fire at the same time, and just... couple didn't. I believe I read the heat from some of the engines went sideways, took out an adjacent engine, and you know, one thing led to another, catastrophic failure on the launch pad, and they abandoned that whole project. So the N-1 supposedly became a success, and they were going to land one guy on the moon with that system. Does the movie show one guy, or did they have multiple of those guys? I assume they, well, what you're saying, they must have multiple N-1s that made it to the moon. Oh, man, this must be some movie. Wow. Yeah, well, I don't get Apple. I'll have to wait until it gets on to, Netflix or something. Back to you.
Yeah, well, it's very, very popular. It's very well done. My wife, who is not into astronomy and the various space programs, got hooked on it even more than I did. And it's very enjoyable whether you're really into the space program or just into... or just like the space opera aspect of it. They're in the third season, so I guess maybe it's very popular, so I guess once they feel they've gotten all they could out of the first season, maybe they'll release that somewhere else, but I don't really know. I don't know what Apple's strategy on that has been. Some of the other networks have done it that way, but I don't know whether Apple will. Go ahead.
Okay, and then... And their first landings were at Shackleton. That, you know, that's where we want to set our bases up. Wow. I mean, even if the N-1 was successful, they would have done an equatorial landing, similar to what we did with actually all our landings. All six landings were, you know, roughly in the middle. You know, a couple of them went a little bit to the northern latitudes a little bit, you know, they wanted to go to the highlands and all of that, but, you know, nobody's ever gone to the pole. Of course, that's the goal, as you know. Well, we'll see. Okay, Frank, I'm gonna sign, but I'm glad you came back. Now, if I see For All Mankind advertised on any one of my stations, I'll watch it. WB2BX, RWS.
Yeah, oh, it starts with the original, Tranquility base site, and then some of the other sites, and then they move over to building a base at Shackleton to get at the water and also at, of course, lithium deposits. Anyway, very interesting, and when you do eventually get a chance to see it, I'm sure you'll enjoy it. And, yeah, the UAP hearings are kind of lost in all the other chaos going on. That was really interesting also. I don't know how much weight we can give to the fact that the government apparently would not confirm or deny the existence of aliens, rather than just denying it outright and saying, we don't know for sure what they are, but there's no such thing as aliens, which is sort of what you'd expect. So that was a little interesting about the hearings. I'll have to really get the text at some point. And, you know, I read the original report last year. I know we've discussed it here. And anyway, I'll have to read the updated report at some point and see just how weasel-worded in government deeds it actually was and how seriously to take it. Anyway, 7-3. I guess a lot of people are either in VHF contest or just enjoying the nice weather or something tonight. WB2BXL.
Okay, yeah, well, okay. I covered a little bit about the NASA's going to start looking further into it. So you might have heard that part. Into the UFOs. I'm always going to call them UFOs. It's too ingrained in my head. I can't change that. 73, Frank, have a good night. We'll catch you later. This is WS2N clear.
73. W2VL repeater. The time is 12:04 a.m. 73, and good night from the W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
This is the W2VL repeater. Good morning. The time is 5:00 a.m.
Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
by Mark Infonet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
3-1-2-1-2-3. Radio check, radio check. K2KNB. 1-2-3-1-2-3. This is JA2SYJ, Central Japan, Tokyo. Monitoring.
Hey, good morning. I think you're early this morning. This is Richie, K2KNB, and how are you doing?
Hey, thank you very much for the call, Richie. I'm excellent, no problem. Local time here is evening time, 6:12 p.m. It's already here at Monday evening time. How are you today, Richie? Over.
I'm doing well, Matt. Can't complain. Weather is very nice here. I guess we're going probably up into the 70s Fahrenheit, maybe 80s. And summer is here, so everything is good.
Right, okay. Local air temperature about here in Mashat now, 80 degrees Fahrenheit. Very, very warm. Considering this time of year. Okay, thank you very much. I hear that. Okay, pretty good. Anyway, thank you for the call. Tell us again, first of all, you are a motor station. I'm not sure, but KN2KNB, I guess so, your call sign. This is JA2SYJ, Central Japan, Tokyo. And I should say good evening from Japan. Richie, bye for now. Cheers.
Right, Matt, very good. The call is K2KNB. K2KNB. And, you know, always good to hear you come in. And, it's evening there. Throws me off a little bit. Anyway, you have a great day. Good talking to you. And, this is K2KNB. 7-3, Matt.
Okay, I got your call sign correct at this time. I'm sorry for your mistaken. K2KNB mobile. This is JA2FIJ. Thank you very much. Oh, local time here in New York is early morning, 6:17 a.m. And also enjoy the morning time. And you.
Yes, it is 6:17 in the morning. I'm an early bird. Sometimes it's a little bit later than this, but always up early. Have a good day or good evening over there, Matt. And we'll talk to you again. K2KNB clear.
Okay, I understand that. Sure, I myself here in Central Japan. I'm an early bird. It gets warm. They say, thank you very much for the call, Richie. Enjoy morning time, the cup of coffee. Enjoy the coffee. This is JA2FIJ, number 73, Bahonacho, Sayonara from Japan, Richie.
W2VL repeater.
Fly Mark Infonet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
JG2AIS.
K2KNB, NY2H.
NY2H, N2RBP.
Hello, Matt. How are you?
Doing good. I'm sorry I didn't go to H to the flea market. It was expensive staying in a hotel and other expenses. But I did go to HRO. I was in New Hampshire last. I'm 62 now, so I'm a senior citizen. So I went to New Hampshire from June 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th. And I took my wife's car, and on the way back, I picked up a ICOM 7 SM30, which I'm on now. And I used to use a mag mount in my car, and I used to have a center mount, you know, drilled for a hole, but I've had some issues with it. So I got myself a K400 mount. I put it on yesterday, and I tested it, and I got it some dead center in the trunk. So it works great. So I went to HRO instead of the flea market. I never been to the store. It was awesome.
Yeah, the radio sounds real good. Nice, punchy audio. Oh, that's good. And, well, welcome to senior citizenship.
Yeah, I don't look my age. I'm going to go to a flea market in Rochester because it's more of about a social thing. It's called the Rock Island. I'm on the Breakfast Club, 3830 Club, every morning. I've been on my radio since I ate breakfast and then I got back on. I've been trying to get FT8 to work and Mike, Kate, what's his call? Mike, he's with Great South Bay. He actually set up the 7100, but I was on the road and he sent me screens and he made a video. But it, you know, it's hard. I'm trying to get to work. I was working last week. The stations were coming in, but I can't transmit. I key up and I don't key up the radio. I'm going for all the settings and it's driving me crazy with this.
I'm getting a phone call. N2NY2H.
N2RVP clear.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
N2RBP mobile.
Here is WB2EAZ listening.
AZAV, N2RBP mobile, with the new antenna mount.
Good morning, Matt. You and your antenna mount both sound great.
Something. I have an ICOM 229H. This is my first rig I ever bought. 2 meters, you know, monoband. Now, because I got this mount, see my son professionally, and I will never do that again. It's a great idea, but my problem is I was going on the ferry one time, and I thought, or I had to take the antenna off, and I wanted to get stolen. And ended up like cross thread, and the thing came out. It was a big disaster, and I rented in the car. So I had that capped off, and I was using a mag mount, but when it rained heavy, I had a towel in the trunk. It wouldn't get on the radio, it would get to the center of the trunk. I would get rain. So I said, I have to get this K400, I got it, and now I don't have a problem. It rained last night, no problem. I even poured water on the trunk, so it worked great. And if I get another vehicle eventually, I can move it to any vehicle I own after this.
So you're very happy with your decision to get it?
Happy. I like it. The Diamond, they make good stuff. I got one on the right side of the trunk, which I can put hamsticks on. I won't drive with it. I feel uncomfortable, but I'll sit in the parking lot, pop the hamstick on, and operate. But I haven't done HF in a while. Actually, what's nice about this car with the HF station, I could do parks on the air, and I don't have to even, like, you know, set up. I really should do parks on air. I should go to a park, and, well, I don't want to run the battery down, but, you know, sit in the car and just operate.
I understand your point. Yeah, some people really do enjoy that. I've never really been excited about operating HF from the car, but yeah, absolutely, park, not driving. When I'm operating 2 meters from the car like I am right now, basically, before I start driving, I set everything up, and the only thing I have to do now is to push the talk switch. But HF is a whole different ball game, and it's too distracting when you're actually driving.
What do you do with HF if you drive? You're on a net. Like, I'm on this net every month called the Breakfast Club net, 3.838 megahertz. So say, far for that band. Yeah, maybe you could do that, or maybe on the maritime net, you know, that's switching, something like that, you know, but if you want to start, like, you know, dialing up and stuff, you can't do it. I did do it years ago while I was driving, but I would sit mainly in a parking lot, like at lunchtime, and do it, and I should be doing that again. But I've been trying to get FTA to work. I'm getting close, just can't get the rig to transmit. So I've been going over to settings location, SYS, and it was Great South Bay. And Mike's been helping. He actually set up a rig and set up the settings. He made a video. But he goes so fast, even though he's describing it, I have to call him and he'll play the video that he sent me and we'll go over it. I got the settings correct on the software side on WJTF. I was actually watching stations coming in, but it gives me an error and I can't get it to transmit. So I think I'm getting close. If I don't get this to work with this rig, we go over the settings, everything's correct. I have a lot of extra computers. I got my mother-in-law's old computer. I got Windows 10 on it. I'm going to load it with Linux. You can run Linux and run digital modes on Linux.
All right. I really have no experience with FTA, so I'm afraid I can't give you any suggestions or advice. I defer on that one.
I had to get over it. They're doing road work on 347. I had to get in the center lane.
Where on 347 are you? Just out of idle curiosity.
Ponybrook Road by the Speedway, and they've been doing this construction on the shoulders. It's really annoying, you know. There's a lot of traffic, you know, jam. What I should have done, I should have jumped on Nichols Road and went down through Stony Brook to the train station to 25A. And then taking 25A, you know, the back way to like Edgewood Avenue, and then I could just take 25 to 111, and then take one, and then take the service road up to the campus. Either way, I should have done it that way this morning, but it's all right.
I understand. No, I haven't been out that far in 347 years. I go to Smithtown pretty regularly, but I don't know. I haven't made it that far east on 347 in a while. No big deal, I was just curious. Nothing more. Alright, so anything else of note happening?
I am licensed like 30 years. I think back then, you know, it wasn't like fast the way it is now. I think I called FCC around my birthday, and June 4th, 1990, so I'm 62 years old now, 3 years before I retire, and I got my license in the mail on June 6th, 1992. And I had gotten married the first time, it was like in August of that year, and I from AC to Florida, and my first ICOM radio, and I remember being get involved with Grumman. So, how's that club going along? Because, you know, it's hard to make it to meetings, but some of the guys still around from back then.
The Grumman Amateur Radio Club, all of the key players, except for maybe you and Karen W2ABK, all retired from Grumman prior to the 1994 Northrop Grumman merger. So, if you do the math, if they retired prior to 1994, they're all dead now. So the club basically disbanded when my entire board of directors passed away.
Still around. He's in Florida. He does stuff with trains. I know Gordon passed away. I saw that one. What else? I was telling Tom, he's involved with great stuff. It's not about Marty, how he gave me my VE. I took the general, and then I took the code, and it was busted on my chop. I passed. I remember that. WHOFOF, he got, I met him 18, got my master's in 14, and I was 12, so 8, 14 was 12. So it would be 10 years ago. Yeah, 10 years ago, I met Paul in my I was taking a class for technical communications. And the professor I had, let me drop her for a sec, had sent us to a PMI, Project Management Institute, PMI. It's like has to do project management. So they have a chapter here in Long Island, and they have meetings at different companies. So the meeting was at Computer Associates. So I went to it. I didn't see, it was up front. I ran into another guy I used to work with in my old job at Cablevision. And Paul, it was really involved because he worked with, he's an electrical engineer. You know, if you're doing engineering or computers, you do projects. So I guess you'd be working on a project for whatever product they were building for the government. So he was really involved in that. And that's the last time I actually came across Paul.
Yeah, for a while in the 90s, I worked with Paul and saw him every day. But since then, I've been hearing less and less from him. And then about 3 or 4 years ago, I got wind that he retired, and I've heard absolutely nothing from him since. I mean, well, I'm where I have to be, so let me sign out now. And wish you good luck with your new antenna mount toy. And, let's see your final, and then I'm going to sign.
73. It's good talking again, WBTV. 73, have a great day.
You too, Matt. You have a great day, too. Was that WB2EAZ? We'll be clear.
InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
WB2ZSV at Lake 2H Mobile.
Drop it off in the Plainview place. I can always go over there and pick it up.
Hey, nice day today.
Yes, very good. So, I spoke to Andy. Andy actually has a spare 1200 that he's going to lend me for parts.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
Going back to my paperwork. I'll catch you guys later. KD2 at KX. Drive safe, Lou.
Hi, John. NY2H Mobile.
Morning, Lou. WB2EAV.
Good morning, Ed. How are you this fine day?
I don't know what you're talking about. It's not a fine day at all. I was just brutally attacked by a pretty young woman in a surgical outfit with a hypodermic needle. And now I have to stop off at the bank and lose some money.
Wow. And it's only Monday.
WB2COC.
Hey, Steve.
Good morning, good morning. Hey, Lou, I just was listening, and that PA seems to be working fine, so I'm not going to pick it up. But I will wait around by the Plainview site for you.
Very bad spot. I'm on the Sucker Meadow. I'm going to get on the expressway. Maybe it's better here, but it's under a bridge and low. Should be better, I hope.
Okay, well, I'm going to wait over by Plainview for you.
It's a repeater site.
You got a better place to meet?
Yeah, I'll meet you in the Plainview repeater site, right?
Okay. So like I said, you have a better place to meet? I'm just pulling down the block right now.
No. I'm just getting out to the expressway. I should be there shortly. But Ed has had a trying Monday, so I'm wondering how the rest of the week is going to fare. There'll be two EAV in the group, NY2H Mobile.
No, my feeling is to get the hard stuff over with, so the rest of the week should be much easier.
All right, that sounds feasible. So this pretty young thing in a nurse's uniform had everything going except that hypodermic needle kind of killed the mood.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was a routine doctor's visit with a blood test. And now I have to go to the bank and take care of something that's going to cost me some money, but nothing I haven't known about for a long time. I'm just going to make it happen today. And then it should be pretty easy from there on.
So they take your blood, they take your money. Wow, all right. Okay. Yeah, I know. I know the drill. I got a little traffic here on the LIE. Interesting. But, Yeah. Well, the weather's on your side.
No, seriously, it is actually quite a beautiful day. Absolutely.
Beautiful day in the neighborhood. Alrighty. What's got you still working or no?
Actually, the real part that makes it less than a really nice day is this afternoon I'm going out there to pack up my stuff. You know, I was working there part-time for a while, then it fell apart because the marketing people, weren't getting anywhere, so, you know, if you can't sell the product, what's the point of doing Rev 2? So they had some new leads, they brought me back to do something specific, I finished the task I started to do, and they said, The leaves have all fallen apart, so there's nothing more for me. At least not now.
Yeah. All right. The old profit motive. Okay, I got it. Well, you'll have more time for your hobby.
In all seriousness, I have an idea. Just for grins and giggles, and there is about a 1 in a million chance it might be more than this, I want to play with an idea I have for an implementation of a classic SWR bridge, but in a way that I think might be a little more handy, that maybe you just leave it permanently attached to a mobile 2-meter rig or even a 2-meter, and it gives you a very simple little check. Yeah, I'm putting out power. Yeah, the antenna isn't broken in half. And I'm toying with that.
Well, my friend was a ham and also a bit of an audiophile. Was in one of his audiophile groups on the internet, and there were stories of these people buying these old amplifiers, firing them up, and of course the caps were all bad at the point and blowing them up or what have you. So he informed them about bringing them up with a light bulb in series. And in fact, fabricated about 6 of these units, and they sold like hotcakes and to that specific targeted audience. So now he's educated them and he's making more units and selling them. And you know, it's got a little outlet, a little plug, and it's got the light bulb. They have to supply the incandescent bulb. He does not supply the bulb. And actually, I understand it's becoming a challenge to find incandescent bulbs these days. NY2H Mobile.
Yes. Ever since they started talking about phasing out incandescents completely, that has bothered me. Because incandescent bulbs do have a place. Another place is, say you need a very small heater. Say, how about 100 watts? Nothing like a 100 watt light bulb.
Yeah, that bothers me. You know, if they outlaw incandescent bulbs, only bad people have incandescent bulbs.
All right. Listen, I'm at the bank. This should be fairly quick. If you're not here when I return, have a very pleasant day, and yes, enjoy this magnificent weather, and with that WB2EAV will be clear after your final.
All right, Ed, and don't forget, you're allowed to wear a mask in a bank now. Do that 5 years ago, it would have been a little suspect, but everything is cool. All right, NY2H Mobile.
Before I go, serious story. XYL and I were talking recently, and we said, you know, the way things are going these days, if you, even though we're all, you know, triple vax talking about four, by the way, the doctor said his advice is, unless you have a reason, hold off on the fourth. They'll be coming out with a new one soon, and the data isn't showing the fourth buying you that much over the three. But in any event, good, I lost track of where I was going with this. Oh, so we said, you know, like these days, if you want to go on a plane, you're an idiot if you don't wear an N95. Even if you're triple vaxxed, which people are getting sick, and if wearing a mask keeps you from just getting ordinary mundane sick, why not? So we actually replenished our stock of, you know, higher grade masks, which one would seem is totally counterintuitive.
Yeah, I have the 4. But you're right, it doesn't prevent it, but it prevents serious outcomes, supposedly. And did you find it easy now? Are they available, the N95s?
Yeah, Amazon. Actually, we bought some KN94s. I'm sure you're familiar with them. And some N95s, because the KN94s are about a third the price of the N95s, but if you're doing something where you're really, like, flying on a plane, you want to go for the top line. But no problem at all. They came in the usual 2 days.
Okay. All right, put one on for the bank. And, if you're so inclined, slip a note onto the teller's cage there. I'm sure everything will go well.
I don't think I'm going to see a teller, literally. I think I'm going to see a, quote, bank officer, unquote.
Well, I think you should tell him you just had some blood withdrawn. This way he'll go easy on you.
No, in all seriousness, it's very cut and dry. Do you know what a RMD, required minimum distribution, is?
Yeah, actually pay them. Nice little calculation. You look at your balance for December 31st of the year in question. You look at your age. You look at the percentage you're required. And you take that money and spend it on radios.
Yes, absolutely. In any event, I have to do an RMD and I have to renew my IRA CD. So what I'm going to be doing is actually cut and dry.
Well, you think it's cut and dry. You glibly call it an RMD, required minimum distribution. But I've also seen it referred to as a minimum required distribution, an MRD. So I think we have a little conflict there.
No, you do. I've never seen that variation. To me, it's always been RMD. I've never seen any other variation. But remember, what's in the name? Was not a rose by any other name? Smell of sweet? Romeo and Juliet, Act 3, Scene 2.
All right. Coming up to Sunnyside Boulevard. I think this is my exit. Good luck. NY2H Mobile.
Good luck. I believe you're having your duel in the sun with Steve momentarily. With that, WB2 EAV clear.
I just chuckled before also. Yeah, that's one of the things I do.
Yeah, he's as bad as I am, Steve.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, Ed. I think you, you know, when they say they broke the mold, then they made you.
I never got any bullet molds, so I don't know.
Yeah, usually you say, you know, they made you, then they broke the mold. But if you invert the order, it's rather amusing. These jokes come with explanations.
Been there, done that.
Oh, yeah, when?
Just about every day.
Alrighty. We're talking to you directly through the link. The people on the east are all going to hear you. And they think you're talking to yourself, so they think you might be a little bit crazy. That's alright. Your reputation will survive.
No, that is my reputation. I am crazy and talk to myself all the time. This is just the exception that proves the rule.
Steve wants to know if you get answers, so does that work, the technique?
In all seriousness, sometimes I just start mumbling to myself, you know, reviewing, like, let's see, I'm going shopping, don't forget, I have to go to this store, I have to go to that store. And sometimes my wife overhears me and tells me to stop talking to myself.
No, Ed, all seriousness aside, another one. I'm sure you've heard that, been there, done that, too, right?
Yes, yes. Meanwhile, I had an interesting conversation last evening.
Well, we'll be the judge of that. Go ahead.
I made it very clear I'm active in the Boy Scouts. And we had a little quick get-together last night or something, and I said to the Scoutmaster of Record, I said, you know, if I'm going to be the acting Scoutmaster at summer camp in August, maybe somebody should give me such things as, like, exactly when is it, exactly who's going, things like that.
You know, yeah, yeah. Steve says, oh, information, yeah. Yeah, so, is that sarcastic or sardonic? I don't know what the difference is.
If you want, I can ask my daughter.
All right, let's consider it a homework assignment for you.
No, I'm very, seriously, I'm very proud of my little girl. Like, 10, 15 years after getting her bachelor's degree in English, she went and took an online master's in English, and she so impressed them that she is now starting as a remote adjunct professor teaching one section a freshman college English, so she damn well should know the answer to your question.
Not only does it answer my question, I think you've told me that before, but you have now illustrated, you've been part of a test, you've been the unit under test. The reason we're talking to you on the link is because we're assessing the health of the link, and the link just went off frequency, and it was exhibited very well in that last transmission, so we thank you highly for that. Of course, you're not getting paid. It's a voluntary effort. NY2H Mobile.
Anything that I do that's worthwhile is unpaid and voluntary.
You're a good man, Charlie Brown.
Why, thank you, thank you. Yeah, they should make a play about that. Oh, that's right, they did.
Yeah, sort of been there, done that.
All right, but listen, I'm driving now. If I remember, I'll send my daughter a text.
All right. If I remember, I'll tell Steve he's got a FedEx package he's got to have delivered. So we'll have our memories that we have to deal with. But it is a beautiful day, and you passed the blood, you passed the bank. How'd the bank go? Did you RMD or your MRD? I never called it a DMR because that would make it all digital and confusing.
I RMG'd, and as far as I'm concerned, that's it. That's the only option for that. And it went very smoothly. I actually had a very pleasant time. I did not see the teller. I saw the, quote, bank officer, unquote. And it was very smooth, very pleasant, very easygoing. I actually enjoyed it.
Well, I suspect you have a 1099-R in your future.
Well, I also had some federal withholding deductions.
Oh, okay. That softens the bite a little bit.
Yes, and now I have some money that's been broken free to spend frivolously on debauchery.
Yes, debauchery. Is that from the French?
Literally, yes, of course it's French.
I tell you, you gotta give the French some credit. Between that and the cheese. Steve says, I guess he's a francophile. A francophobe. He's a francophobe.
When I was in high school, I was a francophobe, and then when I got a, not great, but a decent grade on the French regents, I no longer was a francophobe.
All right, Steve, this is NY Toys Mobile, and actually at the mobile station of WB2ZSC, and he is assessing the GPS and the map rendering and the overlay traffic conditions and trying to make reasonable choices as to which arterial transit mechanism he should employ, or something like that. Which road to take? I told him to take the one less traveled by, but he looked at me funny.
If you're keeping a diary, one word will suffice for bludgeon.
I was keeping a diary, but I'm a little dyslexic. I've just misspelled it. It became a dairy, and right now it's curdling.
I'm home. Are you familiar with the Yiddish term for bludgeon?
Well, if I'm not, I have a translator right next to me. He'll straighten me out on that. But I'm sure it has a rich and deep meaning.
For bludgeon is the state of wandering around, lost and confused.
Ubar, yes. Steve is suggesting Ubar. Fouled up beyond all repair. How's that for cleaning it up?
I understand there is a linkage, but it's not a strong enough linkage for my satisfaction. They're used in very different contexts. For bludgeon is only when you're traveling, and FUBAR would never be used in that context. You know, FUBAR is when you're sitting in a meeting and you quietly turn to the person sitting next to you and saying this meeting is FUBAR.
Wow, watch the traffic. I like these people that go over the 6-foot-wide grids where you're not supposed to be driving. They just take that as their own personal exit lane and their own rules. Beautiful thing. It's a mini view of the mental state of the average entitled and annoying person. Now, I have to say that these are my own, so what WB2ZSC is not responsible for anything I say editorially here. And we see the site. I see the beautiful building now. Yeah, we had a local timeout. E.G., you're still around? E.G. Marshall, yes, that's who you are.
Yeah, I remember E.G. Marshall, but it never occurred to me. That link has never occurred to me. I sent a text to my daughter. There's about a 1 in 500 chance I will get the answer in a matter of moments. There's about a 75% chance I'll get the answer later today.
All right. Very good. Very good. And it's good in this day and age to take that route because it's so easy. And we've been so conditioned to ask Mr. Google. You know, we trust Mr. Google. We've sold our souls to Mr. Google, so I'd rather get it from a master of English. And who knows, we might even get a little bit of history or other relevant related factoids concerning those words.
I actually got an either cynical or sarcastic answer from her, so I clarified, so she is paying attention. And by the way, she is actually something of the expert. Remember, back in high school, she was the one who submitted a paper entitled Why I Hate Hamlet and got an A+.
All right, so you're dealing with a couple of hearing deficit people. Why she hates what?
Hamlet, the Shakespeare play. She had to write a paper about the Shakespeare play Hamlet and entitled it Why I Hate Hamlet. And teachers, all teachers have seen kids describing how they hate Hamlet, but none of them get an A+ like she did.
And why 2H? Well, that's good. First of all, you know, that she's stepping into, she's being a little bit irreverent, I guess, or not following the orthodoxy. So that's good in its own. And then to be recognized for the excellence of her presentation and not, from the teacher's point of view, not to be biased because of that, the wonderful thing. I wonder how long the essay was.
About 2 pages. Now, here's the story. In a vernacular that Shakespeare would not have recognized, she really should have titled it Plot Holes in Hamlet That Are Big Enough to Drive a Truck Through.
Wow, so that's a real critique then. Now, you know, just as a point of order here, Shakespeare is obviously deceased, and, you know, they say you should be nice about it.
There are a long line of deceased despots, murderers, genocidists, to make up a term, that people do not speak well of.
Indeed, indeed, my friend. And I've elicited the response I expected, which is good. Yeah, not just because it doesn't give them immunity. Well, it keeps them out of the fray, I guess. I mean, they won't pay for their sins anymore. But you know, so we're paying for our sins. We're doing about 1 mph. 1 mph. Oh, now we're up to 3. Oh, wait, 5, 6, 7. Now we're going to go down again. Yeah, we're getting off at a snail's pace, hopefully. And we're being mocked because the vision of the building is enticing us. Come over. We can see it. No, probably close enough to throw a rock at it. Not really, but almost. But yet this exit being disrupted. Y2H mobile.
All right, Lou. The XYL is waiting in the house. I think we're going to have some brunch now because I couldn't eat before my doctor's visit. Like I said before, I'll be heading out to Deer Park a little later. Maybe I'll catch you then, maybe I won't. And tell Steve, have a nice day too for me. That applies to both of you. With that WB2EAB flare after any finals.
Well, one of the beauties in life is eating after fasting blood work. I know that cup of coffee right out of the doctor's office is like no other cup of coffee. There you go. All right, have a good day, Ed. Always fun. And you'll send me that report, sardonically or sarcastically, whichever you take care. WB2EAV, NY2H mobile.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. She never texted back after my clarification. WB2EAV gone.